Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a preview of the Tuesday primary election with the polls open all across the state from 7 in the morning until 8 on Tuesday night. If you don't know where to vote or what you're voting on, make sure you check myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Put in your address to find out where you're supposed to vote and what you're being polled on. Up next, it's a preview of the Tuesday primary on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIV and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. For starters, we've got a Republican gubernatorial primary on Tuesday featuring four different Republican candidates, one of which garnered the support of former President Trump this past Friday night, as Trump was about 90 minutes late to speak at a rally in Waukesha in southeastern Wisconsin on behalf of businessman Tim Michaels.
We have somebody that's incredible. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do what he's doing. It took courage to do what I'm doing, I can tell you. Tim, enjoy your life, Tim. But it takes a lot of courage. But he's the real deal. You know, under my administration, Tim served on my infrastructure task force. I can't think of a better guy than that. He's the biggest in the world. He helped us build the Keystone XL pipeline before Biden shut it down. Can you imagine that?
President Trump also made the case for Michaels over his top opponent.
Rebecca Tlefish does not have what it takes to beat Tony Evers. Tony Evers is close to incompetent, but he's going to win if he runs against Rebecca.
Meanwhile, in addressing the crowd Friday night at the rally, Michaels said,
I will back the blue. I will get rid of the catch and release DAs. I'll fire them. And we are going to have law and order again in the state of Wisconsin.
And while Michaels didn't talk about decertifying the 2020 presidential election in Wisconsin, he did say,
we should not even be having this conversation 21 months after the election. Was it rigged? Was it fixed? I'm going to stop it.
And finish with a flourish.
This is a great American meeting tonight. Since the founding of our country, people coming together because they're concerned about the direction of the country, because they want to vet candidates. They want to hear what candidates stand for. And I'm telling you, we are going to have election integrity here in Wisconsin.
Businessman Tim Michaels at his rally with President Trump, applying the big endorsement on Friday night in Waukesha. Meanwhile, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker was campaigning all around the state this past week with former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Tlefish, who served under him for 8 years in Madison. He showed up in Altoona, first at the Altoona Family Restaurant and then the Eau Claire County Republican Party headquarters on Thursday morning, saying he came to vouch for Becky, saying he wanted to tell the crowd two things.
I saw firsthand. You know, Rebecca Tlefish, I knew for years. She was probably one of the state's most effective investigative journalists. I saw her expose corrupt politicians. I saw her expose government waste when she was on TV. And then she left for a while to raise her kids and start a small business. And I just saw her along the way. And then suddenly in 2010, Brian talked about that, when I was thinking I didn't like Jim Doyle very much. Rebecca said, well, maybe we can help you out. And she won a primary member against multiple candidates, one of which was a candidate, nice guy as well, but a guy who was endorsed and supported by almost everybody in the camp. And here came this outsider named Rebecca Tlefish. And we joined together on that ticket. We didn't just win. With your help, we took on and did big, bold things for the state that are still effective.
Campaigning in Altoona for Rebecca Tlefish for governor this past Thursday, former Governor Scott Walker saying,
first off, I can tell you, I can vouch that there's nobody tougher, there's no stronger leader, there's nobody better to implement a common sense conservative plan for the future of the state than Rebecca Tlefish. I mean, who better when you think about one of the best issues that's emerged over the last few years with the shutdowns? One of the few bright spots of COVID has been parents have woke up to what is going on or not going on in their schools. Who better than a mom who's actually got a daughter in Wisconsin going to public schools to stand with fellow parents and say, we want our schools back? Who better than someone who, in her own household, has a modest home and understands what it takes to make ends meet? Who better to advocate for lowering cost and putting more money back in the hands of the hardworking people of the state than Rebecca Tlefish? And as I saw yesterday yet again, who better than when we need someone to fight for public safety, not just in places like Milwaukee, but all across the state, who better than someone who's been endorsed by more than half of all the sheriffs and the major law enforcement agencies in the state, because they know Becky doesn't just talk about it. She's been with them even in the tough times. Years ago, with all the defund the police stuff, she said, no, we got to defend the police. We got to stand up if we want public safety for our families and our homes and our properties. And so she is the best person for this job.
Additionally, Scott Walker, the former Wisconsin governor in Altoona on Thursday, campaigning for former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in her hard-fought Republican primary, saying,
she's the best person to win, because it's great winning the primary, but it doesn't do a squat if we can't defeat Tony Evers.
Meanwhile, Clayfish followed the former governor by touting her gubernatorial candidacy based on the accomplishments of the Walker-Clayfish administration.
I mean, it was our administration that passed concealed carry and Castle Doctrine. We became a right-to-work state, prevailing wage reform. We expanded school choice all across Wisconsin. We made more robust our programs in southeastern Wisconsin, where it was desperately needed. We defunded Planned Parenthood of all state dollars, ended teleabortions, shut down 5 Planned Parenthood clinics.
Clayfish continued.
And that's not even touching all of the tax reform. We condensed and dropped tax rates across the state, and the granddaddy of them all, Act 10, which has now saved $15 billion. When I reflect on all of those things, it's the perfect closing argument. And this is our close. I'm the only one who is proven, who is tested, who's actually already been up against this liberal mob and the liberal money that they're about to throw at me again. You know, Scott just mentioned the fact that the very same people who funded one of the ad campaigns that tried to bring us down in 2018, they're funding the attack ads again for my opponent in the Republican primary. At the same time, Tony Evers and crew have run 3 statewide attack ads just on me in my primary. Why? Because they're all afraid of me. Because of something that you heard the governor say. You're my special interest. My family. My Wisconsin family. My own family at home.
Finally, Clayfish touts her general election appeals, saying polls show her up 14 points among independents.
We have very independent, very educated voters in our state. A lot of people split their tickets. We need to bring our independents back. There's one person who can do it, and it's me. And you may love somebody's ads, and they may say all the right things, but let me say this. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. Not when someone tells you who they are. They can tell you in an ad. They can tell you even face to face. But when someone shows you who they are, believe them. I have been showing you who I am for 12 years. Since I was a Tea Party mom, strolling my kids in literally a double stroller to go speak at tea parties. I've been showing you my heart, my ideas, my commitment. I have shown you. I ask that now that our records are out there, tell people to look at what I have shown you. Look at the other guy too, because I think what you will see is there is one person who is a true, proven, tested conservative reformer who can actually get it across the finish line in November, and that's me. I ask for your vote on August 9th.
Rebecca Clayfish in Altoona this past Thursday. Of course, when she says, look at the other guy, she's primarily referring to businessman Tim Michaels. However, there are 2 other guys beyond him. Another Tim, Timothy Ramthan, who is a Republican state representative, as well as Adam Fisher on the Republican ballot. As for Clayfish's challenge of running against the deep-pocketed Michaels, spending millions of his own dollars on ads, former Governor Walker says,
well, I think the last couple of weeks have helped, momentum-wise. They've finally been able, the Clayfish campaign has finally been able to get up and match at a similar or parallel level in terms of TV ads. Early on, we knew the surge that Tim would have, quite obvious, would be because people just seeing the ads liking it. It's part of the reason why I not only did an ad for Rebecca, where I pointed out some of the things that Tim Michaels' company had done to lobby for gas tax increases and lobby against things like right to work. It's not a personal attack. I've been very clear I will not go after people in unsubstantiated attacks. But in this case, this company very clearly did that. And my view is, if you're running saying I'm a businessman that's successful, then you should defend the actions of your business. I think it's a nice contrast to Rebecca, who everybody knows. I mean, whether you love her or hate her, and those who would hate him would be on the left, some. The bottom line, she's been tested. She's won her own statewide election in the recall with over 52% of the vote, and she's well positioned to run.
Again, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, during a stop in Altoona this past Thursday ahead of the Wisconsin Republican gubernatorial primary on Tuesday, determining who will be Democrat Tony Evers' opponent this fall. Meanwhile, at the Eau Claire Farmers Market just yesterday, I caught up with two of the four Democratic candidates for Congress in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, one of them, Democratic State Senator Brad Paff.
Well, it's an exciting time right now. On Tuesday, August 9th, the Democratic voters have an opportunity for the first time in 26 years to vote for a nominee for the seat here in Congress. I am proud to receive the endorsement of the retiring incumbent, Congressman Ron Kind, who I think has done a very good job in order to try and find balance and consensus and always focused on the needs of the district and didn't go to Washington, D.C. to play ideological games, but instead always focused on the people and the communities here in this district. And, you know, that's what I bring to this seat. And I look forward to the election on Tuesday, August 9th, and I really look forward to the general election.
And I also caught up with Deb Baldus McGrath at yesterday's Eau Claire Farmers Market.
On the home stretch here, how you feeling?
Oh, I feel great. I feel great because this is not the time for typical politicians or politics as usual. This is a time for people to stand up and fight for our rights, and that's what I've been doing all my life. 25 years as an officer in the Army and the CIA, I saw democracies fail, and our democracy is at risk now. And so we need somebody to be bold and effective, and people recognize that. Derek Van Orden almost won. We have got to have someone who will stand up to him, and I have the experience to stand up to a bully. Done it all my life.
And, of course, the family tie for you, right?
Well, I'm from Menominee, right? And my mom, Lolly, was a teacher, and my dad, Al, was a farmer, a combat veteran, an assemblyman, and a congressman. And so I'm really proud to have grown up in a family of service and also one that knows you can't ever stop fighting for our rights. You can't take this for granted.
On a previous Chippewa Valley this week, you heard from all four of the 3rd Congressional District Democratic candidates. The other two included Rebecca Cook and Mark Newman. Meanwhile, another primary coming on Tuesday, the 68th District Republican primary with three different candidates. This past Thursday, I asked businesswoman Karen Hurd her thoughts on the race just days before Tuesday's primary.
I'm working just as hard as I did since the end of January to be able to bring the message to the people of hope that there's great things ahead for the state of Wisconsin. I've learned a lot. I've knocked on over 5,000 doors. I have attended many, many, many of the municipalities' board meetings and learned the priorities of the 68th District, and most people don't even realize what they are, but it's actually roads, and then after that, police coverage, and after that, emergency medical services, and then broadband. Those are the issues that are facing the 68th District right now. So, and then, of course, we have the larger issues that will be coming up to the State Assembly, which will be issues such as the abortion law and what are we going to do, and I am a pro-life person 100%.
And I asked her why people in the 68th Assembly District should vote for her on Tuesday.
Because I'm carrying a lot of experience, a lot of experience. First of all, I have my small business experience of almost 30 years. And then in addition to that, I have military service experience. And then in addition to that, I have public service experience because I'm already a trustee in the village of Fall Creek.
I also caught up with Assembly candidate Hillary Roth on Thursday and asked her the same two questions regarding the race in the 68th Assembly District.
What are your thoughts with the primary coming up on Tuesday?
Honestly, the primary, God's got this. And every time I try to wrestle control of it, he makes me know that he's got this. And so it is what it is. But I'm working hard every single day to cross the finish line.
And then lastly, why should citizens in the 68th vote for you on Tuesday?
You know what? I'm the best well-rounded candidate. I have that law enforcement and EMS background as a police and fire commissioner. I have education background based on my school board membership and the fact that I was a member of the board for the Wisconsin Association for Talented and Gifted. I have election integrity background as a poll worker and a chief inspector, and I have medical background as a registered nurse. So I am a well-rounded candidate who can represent the people of the 68th.
And the third Republican candidate in the 68th Assembly District primary on Tuesday is Chris Connell, whom we spoke with earlier on a past Chippewa Valley this week. Meanwhile, there's also a hotly contested Republican primary in the 23rd State Senate District on Tuesday, with State Senator Kathy Brunier stepping out of the legislature, opening that seat up. The three candidates running hard for the Republican nomination for that seat include State Representative Jesse James of the 68th Assembly District, longtime Republican activist and businessman Brian Westrate, and retired nurse Sandra Scholes. Meanwhile, there are some sheriff's primaries being decided on Tuesday in Chippewa County. The GOP sheriff's primary has Dan Marcon, the owner of Marcon Shooting, taking on Travis Hakes, the former Elk Mound police chief and part-time Cornell police officer. A Democratic primary for sheriff going on in Eau Claire County with Dave Riewestahl, who runs the Eau Claire County Jail, taking on one of the sergeants there, Kevin Otto. Riewestahl telling WEAU-TV why he wants to be sheriff.
I'm looking to be sheriff to bring my knowledge, skills, and abilities to all of Eau Claire County and to serve the people.
At yesterday's Eau Claire Farmers Market, I asked Kevin Otto what he stands for.
I want to be proactive with stuff, whether it's drug-related issues, mental health-related issues. We have stuff in place now, but a lot of it is reactive. It's after we deal with the people. We're not addressing it on the front end.
And finally, the main issue that Riewestahl and Otto differ on is whether to expand the Eau Claire County Jail. Riewestahl tells WEAU-TV,
I don't want a jail expansion. I don't want to build a jail. But ultimately, the sheriff is responsible for the operation of the jail. And we in the community haven't figured out a way to slow the amount of people coming into the jail.
Meanwhile, while Kevin Otto tells WWIB and WOGO that the Eau Claire County Jail is full due to the COVID quarantine, he says,
I myself am the only candidate that's not in favor of the jail expansion or remodel. The reason for that is we are taking inmates in that are transferred on probation with jail time. The quarantine is complicating things. And on top of it, our Huber Center, our work release center, is closed. And in fairness, due to COVID, we can't control it. But there's 160 beds over there that we just remodeled and updated. And if that was open, would alleviate some of the space needs on the secure side. So those are the main reasons why I'm not in favor of it. The biggest one is if we open Huber right now, we would not have the staff to fill it without forced overtime. So how are we going to staff a remodeled portion of the jail? So for those reasons, I'm actually against it at this time.
Eau Claire County Sheriff's candidate Sergeant Kevin Otto on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. Another major primary we've given attention to in the past but didn't mention in this broadcast is the Democratic U.S. Senate primary, but a number of the candidates have dropped out in recent times, putting their support behind the Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, setting up a likely Barnes and Ron Johnson showdown come November. November will come soon enough, but August 9th is coming. It's primary election day. Please, please, please cast your vote. And if you don't know where to vote or who you're voting for, check myvote.wi.gov. It'll tell you where you vote and what you're voting on, myvote.wi.gov. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. I'm Mark Halverson.